Trump, Prime Minister Starmer would have to reverse green extremism. Open borders for political survival. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 23, 2026. Energy prices are more expensive in the United Kingdom than practically any other country on Earth, and few nations can claim to be experiencing faster demographic change through mass migration. And turning these around could save embattled Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's skin, President Trump has said. US President Donald Trump told British state media that Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer probably doesn't have a chance but may have one last opportunity to save his leadership by abandoning his dogmatic views in favor of doing things the voting public would benefit from. Speaking to the BBC ahead of the forthcoming state visit to Washington, D.C. by the British monarch King Charles III next week, President Trump identified two key policy areas where he believes the views of the government and the national interest do not align. President Trump told the broadcaster, if he opened the North Sea and if his immigration policies became strong, which right now they're not, he can recover, but if he doesn't, I don't think he has a chance. Drilling for oil and gas, and pumping for shale in the abundant but underutilized reserves beneath the United Kingdom has long been rejected by the political left in Britain as totally unacceptable for environmental reasons. While the government insists opening the wells would have no impact on the economy and betrays their green energy decarbonization ideals, proponents of drilling suggest a much larger domestic gas industry would make voters wealthier by slashing the price of energy and creating energy jobs, turbocharge the economy by making manufacturing more competitive, improve energy security by guaranteeing domestic supply, boost government coffers with taxes on higher energy consumption and gas exports. The net zero zealot who is presently the United Kingdom's energy minister, Ed Miliband, has previously stated he believes these stated benefits are actually myths. Yesterday he claimed Britain producing more of its own energy will not take a penny off bills, underlining his belief that increasing global energy supply won't impact the market price, and having it on tap where it is to be used couldn't further drive down prices by cutting out the costly process of transporting natural gas in liquid form by sea. People who want to drill would just ignore the reality of the accelerating climate crisis, which is the greatest long-term threat multiplier we face, Miliband said. The world desperately needs to transition away from traditional energy, he said, promising, I will not betray the future generations of this country by acting on the basis of myth, falsehood, and misinformation. President Trump has frequently criticized the United Kingdom for its drive to decarbonize, as reported last week when President Trump made similar remarks. President Trump told the British government, Europe is desperate for energy. And yet the United Kingdom refuses to open North Sea oil, one of the greatest fields in the world. Tragic. President Trump reflected that Aberdeen, the port in Scotland closest to the North Sea gas and oil field and which in the past has been one of the wealthiest cities in the world, should be booming from the oil trade. He continued, Norway sells its North Sea oil to the UK at double the price. They are making a fortune. UK, which is better situated on the North Sea for purposes of energy than Norway, should drill, baby, drill. It's absolutely crazy that the United Kingdom insists on importing energy at some of the highest prices in the world, President Trump said. Electricity prices, which are strongly influenced by the price of natural gas, which the United Kingdom chooses to throttle in the North Sea and ignore in shale, are so remarkably high in the United Kingdom now that the country is experiencing deindustrialization and critical national industry is making plans for a near future where power becomes unaffordable or scarce. As reported this week, British telecommunications companies have warned they may have to ration the internet in a bid to keep electricity consumption down. On Britain's weak immigration policies, as noted by President Trump, long-standing government intransigence is also a major factor. The United Kingdom is presently experiencing a historic demographic transformation thanks to mass migration. While the country and its predecessors has before survived periods of stagnation or even contraction in its natural population and bounced back stronger later, the present dearth of births is being experienced in tandem with huge numbers of new arrivals. Rather like the energy issue, where the legacy parties are locked in something of a consensus, changing the government has also so far had little to no impact on open borders. The previous Conservative government of 14 years repeatedly promised drastic border control at election time but actually delivered mass migration, Top conservative figures once out of power admitted they never intended to keep these promises and that the government was engaged in a conscious policy of human quantitative easing. While the official government position remains that, given anyone can be British, mass migration actually engenders no change, an uneducated eye might be able to tell the difference. As stated of a demographics report in 2025 that claimed white British would be a minority in the United Kingdom within 40 years. White British people with two white British parents will become a minority in the United Kingdom by 2063, falling from 73% of the country today. By the end of this century, he said, people who were born in the UK and can trace their roots back over several generations will represent only around 4 in 10 people, compared to 8 in 10 today, and 1 in 5 people will be Muslim. All of which raises profound questions about the capacity of the UK state to both absorb and manage this scale of demographic change.